Egyptology. Can you be tipped up like Bertos on sullen grass, or invent obedience like molecules given to industrial fire? I say you have as much chance as a pyramid scaling its own backside with a crazed disobedience, as if. Now that clotcher is a sure thing, we can stop communicating after all. Your own besotted atmosphere is willy-nilly silly, like his little aspirations huge beside the coming to be near you-ness that I once had. Nor are we periwinkle, nor miscreant, or ever were. He's made of poppycock notions, while in the cornice underneath your pillow is a hard fact nowhere near kin to facticity, as I keep telling them. Or if we focus, or if we don't, upon the spin, will we discover or obtrude a ready point? If you think about it, rain wouldn't fall the same on pyramids anyway, the camels and fixed notions being what they are.